This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, reached New Delhi today on an official visit to India. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the national capital. The visit aims to further strengthen the robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reached Riyadh on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia today. During his stay, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with the foreign ministers from the Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. On the second leg of his visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin on Tuesday on a two-day visit to Germany. Thereafter, he'll travel to Geneva in Switzerland for an official visit from the 12th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh today took a strong stance against the Congress Party's claims to restore Article 370, asserting that as long as the BJP is in power, the article will not be reinstated. Addressing a rally in Ramban district, Mr. Singh emphasised BJP's commitment to maintain the current status and focused on the significant progress made in Jammu and Kashmir under the party's leadership. He said the people of the country and even the world are closely watching the elections in the Union Territory. He praised the increased voter turnout following the abrogation of Articles 370 and 35A, noting that the percentage of voters had risen. In Bihar, train services have been restored on the down line of the Buxar-Danapur rail station section after more than 3 hours of the incident of separation of coaches of the Islampur-bound Magad Express today. The passengers of the train had a narrow escape today as 9 of its bogies were detached from the engine following the failure of coupling between 2 bogies near Raghunathpur station in Buxar district this morning. Chief Public Relations Officer of East Central Railway, Saraswati Chandra, said the exact cause of the incident will be ascertained after a proper inquiry. A young male patient has been identified as a suspect case of monkeypox or mpox. He had recently travelled to a country currently experiencing mpox transmission. The Health Ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and his samples are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable and there is no cause for any undue concern. The ministry further said the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing. The ministry is assured that the country is fully prepared to deal with such isolated travel-related cases and has robust measures in place to manage and mitigate any potential risk. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu met Governor S. Abdul Nazir at Raj Bhavan in Vijayawada over the flood situation in the state. The Chief Minister briefed the Governor about the damages caused due to heavy rains in Vijayawada and other places in the state. He briefed him about the round-the-clock relief and rehabilitation measures taken by the government. The Governor appreciated the action taken by the Chief Minister by personally supervising the relief measures and expressed the hope that the situation will return to normalcy soon. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential people in the field of technology and artificial intelligence. Mr. Vaishnav's name figures under the Shapers category of the list. The magazine writes, under his leadership, India is hoping to become one of the top 5 countries for semiconductor manufacturing in the next 5 years. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said Mr. Vaishnav's inclusion in the list has highlighted his pivotal role in spearheading India's push to emerge as a significant force in the AI landscape. In Asia Cup hockey, the match between India and host China is underway at Hulunbuir. Defending champions India were leading 3-0 in their opening match when reports last came in. India will be looking to win their record-extending 5th title this year after clinching bronze at the Paris Olympics last month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.